On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Happy May, everybody. May is just starting out. Oh, I love May, kind of, sort of, only because it's warmer. It's spring still, but it's warmer. All right, I have enough of this weather. You know I hate to talk about the weather, so why do I even start with the weather? I must be half asleep. I am. I'm never awake anymore. Although, as you know, last week, if you watched the ECAT show, you know I was sick. And actually, last week's podcast with Ron, I was getting sick. So, and you know what? Those shows were still super good, or so I was told or led to believe. So, it does, just because I'm sick, I guess it doesn't really inhibit me that way. Unless I'm just really, really sick. I must have been only sort of sick. And I don't want to talk about that. Why do I keep bringing up subjects I don't want to talk about? You don't even want to hear about these. What should we talk about? Oh my gosh, we're like 1 minute into the show and I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. When would that ever happen? Never. Here's an observation that I have to bring up. It has to do with eating. Let's get right into it, folks. Let's start big, okay? I noticed when I eat, and I've noticed this before, and you don't even know what I'm going to say. I love when I tease you like that because you don't even know. You think one thing and it's totally not that. Okay? When I'm chewing, I chew things quicker if they're good. If I'm chewing something, one like mouthful of something for more than 30 seconds, I know it's terrible. And why is that? Why do we chew things longer if they're terrible? I'm not able to swallow it, I guess. It's just chewing and chewing and chewing until, you know what? I think I got to spit this out. This is not going anywhere. It's annoying me. It's senseless. It's stupid. I don't think at this point I want to even swallow it. But you put something in your mouth that's delicious, like chocolate. All I'm saying is that goes right down. You chew a couple chews and then you're done. You swallow. So, isn't this weird? I know, but it's true. And it keeps happening. Not every day, not every week, but it's been happening for years. I've noticed this. Every now and again, it happens. So my new plan, now that I know, it's taken me decades to figure it out. But now that I have, just last week I figured this out. That's why I have to tell you. I'm going to spit it out. It goes 15 seconds. I'm not going to torture my mouth anymore. It's coming out. Hopefully no one's watching because that's a discreet way you got to get rid of food. And you know what? I've had to do it at in front of people before. Very carefully. Oh my God. It is such a careful procedure that you don't want to offend anyone because it might be their food or you don't want them to think you're kind of tacky. It's so delicate. And it's unfortunate when it has to be done in a cloth napkin because those are going to be laundered. And, you know, what are you going to do? Someone's going to find it. Almost like that Seinfeld episode, just the mutton. I would never eat mutton. I don't even want to smell it. I don't even want to say that word again. Don't ever say that word again. Okay. Don't ever come up to me and say that. And I will never say it again. Okay. So, but if it's a paper napkin, it's a lot easier. But it's just so you just sort of get it up in your mouth and then you just sort of get it out of your mouth and you put it right back down quickly and just pretend you're still chewing a little and then you pretend to swallow. You have to follow through. You can't just all of a sudden put the napkin to your mouth and then be done chewing. See, you have to think about this. Then they'll know what you did. Maybe if there's even a hint, a shadow of a doubt. Okay, don't. Pretend, chew, pretend, swallow. Get some liquid in your mouth. After I taste something bad, too, I really want to rinse it out. I got to rinse it out. I know this guy. No names, please. And some people are like this guy. This guy could be any guy, actually. But I witnessed firsthand on many, many, many occasions. I feel like Donald Trump when I say many, many occasions. that he would eat a whole meal without drinking. At the end of the meal, he would have a beverage. Now, I like to mix it up, although I have been known to eat a whole meal without drinking, but I still have the beverage there. It's my choice. It's sitting there. What if I choke? What if anything? What if I just want a drink? It's there. If it wasn't there, what are you going to do? But it's there for my choice. This guy wasn't there. Just eat and then drink. I don't know. There must be other people like that out there, but if you're one of them, don't come around me because I don't like it.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Hum.
Yes, yes. What else? What else? What else? Oh, you know what? There was a shark attack. There was another one. I mean, you know, they happen all the time. But usually they're like somewhere in Australia where I'm never, ever going to be, probably. I mean, if I could get a plane ticket, where would I go? Maybe Australia, but I think it's a really long plane ride and I might not enjoy that unless I was sleeping. If I could just have a bed in a plane, great. I'll fly anywhere. But back to the sharks. Yeah, so they bit this woman's leg in, I think it was San Diego. It was out in California anyway. Right in San Diego, I'm pretty sure. So just swimming. She's just swimming or whatever she's doing. She's in the water. What is this about? Sharks, you're lost. Shouldn't be over there. Or maybe they're there. Maybe this happens. But I also noticed that they go for your legs. They took a big chunk out of her leg. She didn't die. She's going to have some surgeries. You know, it's probably a cool story to tell. Oh my gosh, look at you. You attacked by a shark and you live to tell. You know, it could be a good battle scar. I don't know. She has 3 kids, so she's going to be limping around a little bit. Maybe, I don't know how that works out, but it's unfortunate, of course. But why do sharks love legs? They get that real, the gamey part of the leg up there. Oof, yeah, they really go to for the thigh, the glute up there. Which I suppose if you were a cannibal, that's where you're going to go first, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you probably do that? I'm thinking, I saw that movie, what was it, Alive or something? I think that was even what it was called. And it was about the Himalayans. Was it the Andes? Well, some mountains. There were mountains, okay? In the cold, in the snow, and the plane went down. A true story, true story. And as you know, they had to eat other plane passengers. These passengers probably had been the ones that died, though. I don't think anyone was purposely killed. Anyway, and so you die in the mountains in the freezing the snow. It preserves you, so your meat doesn't go bad quickly. I don't even like talking about this. How did I get off on this? I just meant that, you know, the leg, that's probably where sharks and humans, where are you going to eat? Where are you going to eat? I'm not being tacky either and disgusting. I'm just, matter of fact. And I have one more thing to say about this is that I would never be a cannibal. And I know you haven't even thought about that. Like, would Tori be a cannibal? Probably not. I mean, that's not something that would ever come to your mind. I'd never even think about it with other people. So, of course, you don't think about it with me. And don't, because you know what? I would rather starve to death. I would be the guy in that movie that chose not to eat anybody and starved. I think there was a guy. I'm that guy, okay? I'm just not. The whole idea of it makes me sick. So why would I, if I have trouble chewing something, you think that's going to make it any easier? I don't. Yeah, so you know what that means, right? That's baseball music, obviously. You know, they play that organ music. You know, it gets the crowd all pumped up. I've been to ball games. I know how it works. And even if I haven't been, I've seen it on television. Not that I make a habit of watching sports on television, because I don't. But I have heard about a recent event at Fenway. Maybe you did too, that I thought was hilarious. Apparently, there was one of those proposals on the Jumbotron or something. I thought there was like kissing on those or something, but then I guess it's proposals too. And it was funny because she said no. That was awkward, right? The very definition of awkward. Because then the crowd kept chanting, apparently, she said no, she said no. So that happened. And I think you must have a pretty big ego if you're going to do something like that. I don't know why you would, unless you were 100% sure. Or you thought maybe the pressure would force the person to say yes because they're, you know, being everyone's watching. But you know what? Even if they said yes and they meant no, do you think they're really going to go through it? They're going to go through the planning and the invitations and the ceremony and the reception and the... You think they're going to go through all that just to... So they won't be embarrassed because they didn't say no on a Jumbotron? Oh, stop it. You know what? I hope they say yes and then no if they didn't mean it on your stupid Jumbotron. And I'm glad she said no. And I think that was probably the end of that. Right? Good.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch. Poison ivy.
Yeah, you know what that means. Oh, yes, I got it again. Got it last year, too. Stupid plant, poison ivy. You know what? I'm out raking, gardening, you know, doing my thing. That's what I do. When the spring comes, I'm out there every day, hours, raking, making everything neat. You don't need to pay anybody to come do that. You do your own spring cleanup, man. It's good therapy. But I know right where it's located, and I just go in there every time. So, you know what? Next year, I am not going to do it, I'm saying, because it is so itchy. And it started on my wrist. And if you watch last week's ECAT show when I have my orange orange hoodie on, my bright orange hoodie, at one point you can see me scratching my left wrist. That's when it started. And that was taped on Thursday. Okay, this is Tory Tuesday. It's so bad. It's spread. It's on my chest, my arms, my leg. Yeah, it's all over the place. My ankle. It starts small, and then it, I don't know how it moves around like that. And it's not, you don't get it from the blisters, so it's not catchy like that. You can look that up. That's true. It's just from the plant or anything it touches, like your clothing might come in contact. So, yeah, I think I would learn from this. I thought I learned. I knew it was there. I still went back to the same spot with gloves, but still, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. You might touch it with the gloves and then touch something else, and that's how it works. And I think I remember hearing on a documentary years ago about how the Egyptians would bury the, you know, make the mummies. They'd wrap them with plants and put plants in there and whatnot. And one of the plants was poison ivy. And hundreds of years later, you open up that thing, that carcophagus, what do you call it? A carcinogus, an esophagus in your throat. It's something. Yeah, those things, what they put the mummies in. Anyway, the point is, I feel like Donald Trump, when he doesn't know what words mean. And again, this is why I can't be president, and I wouldn't be, because I would be mocked nonstop, as he is. It's like a Tory presidency. You don't want this. You don't want Donald Trump as president, because it makes as much sense as me. Anyway, we'll get back to him. Just hold on a minute. Talking about poison ivy, it's still active in the mummies' tombs after all those years. It's still active. So that's craziness. I'm going to spray it and get rid of it, but what guarantee does that give me? Okay, I'll probably just get it next year. But I have a cream. I have the cream, so I just use the cream, and I'm miserable with it. But as long as I guess I have the cream, okay.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
It's SpongeBob History, SpongeBob History, SpongeBob History Song. It's It's SpongeBob's history, SpongeBob's history. Won't you help sing along?
You know, I just want to say about history something. And we just talked about Donald Trump. This is where I was headed. He has some real sketchy history. And it's funny. And it's not intentionally funny, but it's funny, don't you think? Again, this is what if I were president, I would just make stuff up like that, like he does. Because I wouldn't know. I didn't take history in college or anything. I'm no history professor. I know some history, but, you know, not enough to qualify me to be president. And his latest thing was something about Andrew Jackson in the Civil War. And he implied that Andrew Jackson was very angry about what was going on with this Civil War. Unfortunately, Andrew Jackson died 16 years before the Civil War started. And, you know, naturally somebody called out Donald Trump on that little factoid. Or fact. I think it was a fact. And he just kind of said, you know, well, he was, you know, kind of knew about things that were happening before it were heading that direction. Blah, 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 blah. He sort of, you know, tried to tweak it and fix it. But I just think it's funny how he opens his mouth and things just come out. And I never know. It's almost like if it's a bedtime story. I start to think it's like when you want to put your son to bed, your daughter to bed, and you have they want to hear a story. Tell me a story, mommy. And you just kind of talk, and then things come to you, and you make things up as you go along. And I'm thinking Donald Trump is telling everyone a bedtime story. That's his job, but it's called being president in his mind. So he just starts, and things go. And they don't always make sense, is one way to put it. So I think that's pretty funny. There's always humor every place you look if you really want to look. There's humor. There has to be. Or else what are we doing? Let's not think about North Korea right now and Russia. And let's not dwell on the fact that we're probably going to blow up. Because we're probably not. But let's just laugh a little bit. I mean, didn't Donald Trump just say he... would love to, it would be an honor or something to meet the president of North Korea. Yeah, you know what? That's just not going to happen. I would be so surprised if Donald Trump went to North Korea. Then we have a new interview movie. Then, I mean, do you think he's going to get out of there? How does he go there with bodyguards and things? How many? what happens? Or do we get Kim Jong-un over here? I don't know. It's also laughable. But you know what? It gives me something to talk about with you. Thank you. It's like dinner music. That's what it's called. It's called dinner music. Restaurant music. Elevator music. It's a bossa nova, okay? If I had to listen to music like that, I would think there's something really wrong with my life. So, if somebody took me out to a place where they played this music, I would question my very existence. I would definitely not go out with that person again. Because who are you? What is this about? It's weird. It's just weird. But speaking of dinner, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Oh my gosh, it was last weekend. I need to watch that. I heard good things about that. So I will watch it. I always watch it after the fact. Okay, here's a fact. In 36 years, only two presidents have missed this dinner, okay? One was Ronald Reagan because he was recovering from being shot, and he still phoned in something. And then we have Donald Trump, who was having a hissy fit. That's just bottom line it. I mean, that's really what it was. He didn't want to get poked fun at. Because there's so much to poke that, you know, he just had to have other plans available. I have other plans. I have this is very big, big, important, bigly, huge, huge, important plans. Whatever. We get it. They made fun of you without you there. Did you watch it? Have you seen it? Well, I'm going to see it. I'm sure it's great.
And sitting eyes wide open behind these four walls, hoping you'll come. It's just a cruel existence, like it's no point hoping at all.
All right, that's from the movie 50 Shades Darker. All right, listen, I got roped into watching 50 Shades of Grey, but there's no way I'm even, I you know what, I'd even say it, 50 Shades Darker. Oh, I just wish that sentence would never leave my mouth, but it's too late. They've made the movie. Don't see it or you're a loser. That's all I will say. But that's not where I was going with this. Anyway, that's just the song. Because it's top 40. It's top 40, okay? I don't really play top 40 very much, but that was it, okay? That's one of the top 40 songs. I don't know. I don't like it. But Taylor Swift is in, apparently, so that's mandatory. But the point is, okay, so Ryan Seacrest, yeah, doesn't he present these top 40 things or have a show or do something? Well, whatever. Maybe he has to squeeze in that now because his new gig is The Kelly Show. You know, remember when that used to be Live with Regis and Kathy Lee? That was what it was. Okay, that's what it is. Now they're gone, okay? So then it's not even that, but it's still live. So somehow it became Live with Kelly Ripa. Wow. You know who Kelly Ripa is? Let me tell you who Kelly Ripa is. She was on a soap opera. That's her claim to fame. I know because I was watching it when she came on. It was All My Children, and she was some twerp. I forget what her name was on it because it was many years ago. And then she met her husband there, Mark Buffalo. What's his name? Mark Consuelo. Oh, yeah. Whatever, something like that. And he's a Hispanic dude. And so they met and fell in love, and they've been married ever since. Great, good, good, good. They're like little people. They're like midgets. They're tiny little people. I don't even know. But and she's so thin. She needs to eat something. How can she have kids and be so thin? There's something wrong there. There's something really wrong. Hollywood is really destroying people by making them thin. But anyway, so Ryan Seacrest is the new co-host, and hashtag who cares. Yeah, it's Toys Pet Peeves, Toys Pet Peeves. You know that, you know it, you know it. If you don't know it, now learn it. Learn it now. It's going to happen every week. It's been happening every week for months. Where have you been? Get over here. Get over here. All right, this is my short pet peeve. It's not a long one. It's probably not even, I don't know if it's a peeve. But be that as it may, people in the South, okay? You know, I can't just generalize. So let me just say this one thing. Someone I know, because I watched it happen, okay, so this is not hearsay. Someone I know got on the phone and made a call. I watched it. I saw it. I heard it. Not making this up. They were calling a place to get some car parts because you can look online, apparently, and you can find car parts you need for your Volvo or whatever you drive. And other states have them, okay? And they will ship them to you and they'll get you pay for it. And you, I don't know. It's commerce, it's the interwebs. It's what happens. I'm sorry I sound angry, but let me finish. It's Trey's pet peeve. I got to be a little peevish. So the man on the phone, and I can hear his accent across the room. So where y'all calling from? And I'm like, don't say it. Don't do it. Don't say it. And he says, I said, Massachusetts. No. And the guy said, Lord have mercy. True story. And then I was like, you're doomed. Now you're going to pay full price. And yep, because he said, do you have any discounts if I buy all three? No, only if you walk in. We have the walk-in discount if you're right here on the property. See, that's real convenient now that you know we're up in a blue state. Okay? So anyway, my pet peeve is people in the South. Thank you. Himalayan salt lamps. Yes, 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 yes. So, are those like voodoo? I mean, is there anything really to them? Because I would love to get one. I have heard good things about these Himalayan salt lamps. So will somebody please give me a Himalayan salt lamp? I think they're only like $25, but I don't have $25 right now. So, and I would like one. But I think I need to like plug it in right next to my bed. So it's like when I'm sleeping, I have it on and it's giving me the alpha rays, isn't it? Or something? I don't know. It's supposed to help your body feel good, maybe. I don't think it cures diseases because I don't think the FDA can let them say that. Like all those herbal supplements that are not proven to be effective or whatever they are. Although if that's true, why do you have to tell your doctor if you're taking them? We want to know all your medications and herbal supplements or anything you're taking. So I think they do something because otherwise why would the doctors want to know? Huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Back to the lamp. So they look like a glowing, like lava. They're orangey looking. Okay. And I don't think it's made of salt, but I'm not sure if there's salt in it. I know you don't have to eat it, or I don't think it has a smell. It's just a light, but it's a light that gives off something spiritual, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's all in your head, but that's good enough for me because if I believe it, it's true, right? That's how it is for everybody. So I think this Himalayan salt lamp, I think that's going to work. But I have to research it a little more, find a good price. I think they sell them at like Home Depot. I mean, so how reliable is that? I'm going to get a spiritual voodoo lamp at Home Depot? It doesn't even sound right. I feel like I need to order it, not even Amazon. I need to order it from like a Wiccan place or something, right? Where they sell smudge sticks and incense. Because if I'm buying a salt lamp, a Himalayan salt lamp, let's be clear. I think it has to do with Tibet. It can't be at a hardware store. I mean, it can be, but doesn't that seem like it's not going to be as voodoo-y and as magical? That's what I think. I think I need someone to bless it and with chicken blood or something first. I don't know. I'm going to research it. I told you. Meanwhile, somebody just get me a Himalayan salt lamp so I can experiment with it and see if it cleanses my aura. Thank you. Oh my God, I love Tool. I love Tool. I love so much Tool. That just sounds wrong. That sentence sounded wrong. You don't even know then. If you don't know who Tool is, just stop listening right now. You're not cool enough to listen. Anywho, I wanted to say, as I was talking about salt lamps, I forgot to tell you, I want one more thing. When you're getting me a salt lamp, a Himalayan salt lamp, I also would like some lavender essential oil. Has to be lavender. I'm very picky about this. I can't stand the smell of roses. I can't stand the smell of vanilla. It has to be lavender. I have lavender air fresheners all around, sprays, incense, everything. Must be lavender. Lavender. I have body lotion. I have lavender soap. I need to be surrounded in it because it keeps me calm. And you won't like me when I'm angry, obviously. I mean, I could be funny, angry. That's when I'm snarky. It's called snarky. So yeah, put that on your list of things to get me, which I know you never will. And I'll get them for myself someday. I really will. I love lavender stuff. Lavender essential oil is my thing, along with the Himalayan salt lamp and maybe a mattress. I need a new mattress. And with that, we shall wrap up another week of the Tori Show. You know, it feels like it's slim pickings every week, but I pull it out. I pull it out of somewhere. I pull it out of my sleeve. Yeah, get your mind back where it belongs, please. I'm not tawdry. Is that a word? No, it's a word. I'm using it right. Like Donald Trump, when I misuse words sometimes, I'm like, oh my God, I'll just be Donald Trump today. That's fine. Anyway, yeah, so I will see you. I will hear you. You'll hear me, however it works, rest of the week. Later in the week, then next week, and so forth. You know how this goes. So, ECAT show was great last week. If you happen to check it out, if I mention that, it's one of the best shows we've done to date. George had awesome graphics. We had a little Caddyshack in there. We got a little Rick and Morty in there. We got a little Naked Gun in there. Great, great clips, great topics. It was fun, and I was sick, as I mentioned. I was sick, so that helped. Okay, I'll get sick again, probably eventually, whatever. Or poison ivy, whatever I have. Alrighty then. Peace.